2007 Ford Explorer Track Limited. These cars are vetted. They are ready to sell, and they have over 20 financing options if that's been an issue for you. So don't let credit prevent you from loving what you drive. Go to Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com. Is that for us or for them?
I mean, if you want to talk to Jack.
Jack Campbell?
Yeah.
Well, let's say hello real quick. Hey, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just had an extra second and thought I'd say hello. We miss seeing you, man.
Well, I know, and I hope we'll be getting that new studio put together soon. And
Sometime after Trump's inauguration, I heard they got their schedule.
Well, that could very well be. You never know, Greg.
I know, but it's getting to be tedious, the whole thing.
Well, it is, and Giuliani had the press conference with Sidney Powell yesterday, and the media is just all over, that he rambled and that he had a meltdown and all this stuff. It's just preposterous.
It's cockamamie. It's cockamamie. But I know you and Joey will get to it. We just wanted to say hi.
Thanks.
I'm sure it'll be a great show, as it always is. And we will talk to you soon. It's 9 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you this afternoon at 3 for Happy Hour.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. With efforts failing in court, the Trump campaign may ask Republican legislatures in states won by Joe Biden to ignore the vote and appoint electors who will back the president in the Electoral College. President Trump meets with the GOP leaders of Michigan's legislature today. His attorney, Rudy Giuliani, claims a coordinated effort to rig the election.
It was a national conspiracy. It wasn't just three states, it was 10 states.
He tells Fox's Sean Hannity proof is coming. President-elect Biden says President Trump is totally irresponsible. The drug company Pfizer is asking for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine.
CEO Albert Bourla did not give a timeline on how long approval may take.
We will be ready within hours from receiving the email or the fax of the approval to start distributing.
He told the Time 100 Talks that the first people to get the vaccine will be frontline healthcare workers, then people in high-risk groups.
Fox News, Kate Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Oh, hi. That's me, right?
Yes.
I was just looking at your new shoes, and I was just so impressed. Are those Adidas?
Yes, my Adidas.
Very nice.
Adidas. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. What a great day to have new shoes because the weather's going to be great. Sunshine today, beautiful, warmer, high around 74. Mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. So even the nights are getting milder. Remember, we had four nights that were in the 30s.
Mid-70s
tomorrow, mid-70s on Sunday. I think a lot of sun tomorrow, but a sun and cloud mix on Sunday. Will be near 70 Monday, low 70s Tuesday. Still storm-free, but then we come to a screeching halt there. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, and the storm system has slowed up a little bit, whereas I thought it would be arriving in pretty early, but it looks like it's getting progressively later in the day. So showers and thunderstorms on a big travel day on Wednesday, and hopefully it'll clear out of here by Thursday morning, Thanksgiving, and we'll have a nice day then. Right now this morning, we have warmed up to 58 after a chilly start this morning here at 9:06.
So you got any big plans this weekend?
We have a teeny tiny Friendsgiving with some friends.
Oh, nice.
It's very small. I mean, it's not going to be 100 people. Nothing like that. Just a handful of folks.
If I actually had 100 friends to invite, I would be doing something wrong with my life, actually.
There used to be big football Saturdays at my house because of all the TV screens.
Oh, right.
And that has scaled down quite a bit as well. But you got something going up or what?
Big on the weekend?
Yeah.
Eddie can answer that for me.
That would be a big negative.
No, right.
Joey will be sitting at home reading, perhaps watch a football game, possibly going to see grandfather, but then returning home immediately.
And actually, I do have family coming in town early this weekend, but it'll be low-key.
Very low-key. It'll be limited time. I think when Joey gets around people, he sets his alarm. Mm-hmm. He just looks at it. Oh, boy.
He sent me a meme. You remember 30 Rock?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Alec Baldwin character, what's his name?
I know, but I don't know his name.
Or it was a meme, and it said, hey, you got anything going on? You want to hang out this weekend? And it's like, this conversation has taken a very unfortunate turn for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a let's go do things to sort of guy.
Is your family thing on Thanksgiving here or
mm-hmm.
elsewhere?
It's here. Okay. Real low-key.
Do you know of anyone doing the Zoom Thanksgivings with their family?
Wow. Oh, man.
I've just seen some commercials for that. I'm like, really? Is that going to be a thing? Please
don't. They're trying to make it a thing.
You know, of all the years we need Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're scare tactics on, hey, don't get together.
Turn it up. That's exactly right.
Oh, it's going to be bad. It's bad now. It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. Have a good weekend, Rich.
Take care. Have a nice one. See you Monday.
Yeah. All right,
buddy.
See you then. Folks, news and views from 9 till noon will begin in mere moments. Damn, we're late.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shea Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. State health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And the latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced refinance his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Oh,
Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This weekend at Kohl's, save on holiday gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Cozy must-haves for the family are now just $17 and under. Get 40% off fun and festive holiday decor. And save on Food Network kitchen and dining starting at 20% off. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 11th to the 21st with promo code CHEERS. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor, with Black Friday prices inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees starting at just $39.98, or outside lights and playful inflatables to bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online, and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're all right. You're all right. Eddie in the house. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing well.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
So, good. How's everybody? Ready for the weekend? In the mood to fight for the right to party or fight for your right to, you know, have your election not stolen? I mean, what do people care about these days? Do you believe Jack Campbell, Sidney Powell?
She's great.
She needs a proper
shout-out,
though.
Now, you know, everybody's buzzing about Rudy Giuliani. He does tend to ramble.
Yeah.
But I thought he did okay yesterday, but when I was Googling the news conference, everything that came up was, Rudy Giuliani has a meltdown at a press conference. He rambles. He's horrible. He has faceless... I mean, it was just ridiculous.
But really she is
very... Sidney Powell, she's got it going on. That's all I got to say.
Well, and even, I mean, what we're seeing is there are some in the conservative media land who are, you know, covering their own butts, or they're calling for, you know, more evidence, and... I'll say this. What's been the phrase online for what Sidney Powell has, claiming that, you know, there's these massive hacking operations or essentially backdoor tripwires in the software, the Smartmatic software and Dominion machines. I mean, this is a nationwide, actually international scandal. Well, what people have been saying online is unleash the Kraken. I think it's from that crappy remake of Clash of the Titans.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, Liam Neeson, unleash the Kraken. And I think what Sydney did yesterday is, like, she set sail on the high seas, and somehow she survived, and she got back, and she's like, I'm serious. I saw the Kraken. It killed half my crew. And so what she did yesterday is, like, draw a big picture of the Kraken. But we don't have an actual tentacle of the Kraken. We don't have the limb yet. And that's where some in conservative media land. And don't get me started on the corporate press. You sent me a story, Jack, from NBC talking about that press conference.
Oh, my God. It made me so mad. Right. Even Tucker said, show the proof.
Right. Well, Tucker said, hey, we offered to have give Sydney the whole hour. We wanted to hear the evidence. We wanted to see more and more and more, and apparently Sidney Powell is now struck back at Tucker Carlson. A little trouble in paradise here. In his monologue, just to be clear, folks, Tucker Carlson told his primetime audience, now he's got quite an audience, even at Fox News, which is having trouble during the daytime. He's got millions and millions of viewers. Carlson told his audience that he had asked Powell politely for evidence and would have her on the show, but she wasn't willing to cooperate. Powell accordingly responded, saying, apparently Mr. Carlson missed the news conference today. Huh. I would continue to encourage him and all journalists to review all the materials we have provided so far and conduct their own investigations. Evidence continues to pour in, but a five-minute television hit is not my focus now. Collecting evidence and preparing the case are my top priorities.
Well, I mean, why would she go on his show or anybody else's and tip her hand as to what she's going to argue in court? I mean, that would be crazy.
Right. Well, and, you know, the analogy of the Kraken is fitting for this, though. Like, I think you get what Jules Verne talks about it, Victor Hugo in some of his novels talks about it. In fact, Victor Hugo said, some say they are real creatures, but others say they are mere phantoms. And it's like, that's where we're at. Is this a real thing? Or is it just a phantom? Are they trying to save the integrity of the election? Or are they trying to subvert the election, as the New York Times and others in the corporate press are saying? So we'll see. And they're going to have their day in court if they can get to the evidentiary portion of a trial. We'll see. And we're kind of in a holding period. But it was a big deal. It was kind of laying it out yesterday. And you can tell from all the reaction. You know when people start to really call you names, and you, that hit piece you shared with me, Jack, on Giuliani, got their attention. So we'll see where it goes from here. And, I mean, I've got family members freaking out, like friends who I have not heard from in months. Joey, what's going on with this? And it's getting everybody's attention, and maybe that's the whole point of that presser yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've said it. Pennsylvania and Michigan, at least we know that Trump won those two states. I mean, it's just, and Georgia, too. I mean, these people, and I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but this was well orchestrated and well planned. The software is faulty. It is designed to help the Democrats, and that's what it did. And I think anybody that saw Biden's campaign and he couldn't get 20 or 30 people at an event, and Trump had overflow, enthusiastic crowds, he got 73 million votes. I guarantee you Joe Biden did not get more votes than Donald Trump. I will guarantee it. Now, whether it's successful in court, we don't know. But if we don't fix it now, we're going to do this same drill every 4 years in presidential elections.
Well,
we have got to get it fixed. Even if Biden's president, you know, if a court doesn't want to hear the case or whatever, we cannot let this happen in the future.
There you go. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. It's Friday, so we'll go wherever you like. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom. Jack, call back.
Hey.
Hey, Tom B.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I sent you a friend request last night, and I seen your picture on Facebook. You look pretty good.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
A whole lot better than you used to look, I'll tell you that.
Yes, thanks, Tom.
Well, we're all about content improvement here, Tom.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what you look like, Eddie.
That's fine. It's for the best.
Eddie, look about the same?
It's just for the best. We'll go with that.
And I don't know if Jack's on Facebook or not, but I'll look for him on there.
Yeah, well, I think he's off of Facebook now, which is probably good for his health.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I enjoyed what you were talking about the press conference yesterday. I watched the whole thing, and I was thoroughly impressed with the way that they were trying to tell the other newscasters in there, go out and do your job. You know, if you don't believe this stuff, why aren't you doing your homework? You know, if you don't believe these people that are making these accusations and signing these sworn statements, why aren't you trying to follow up? You know, it would have been like that in the old days. You would think that they would do that now, but they don't care. They don't care.
We're in here. Hold on real quick, Tom B. I'm bringing Jack back on. Sorry about that, Jack.
That's okay. No problem.
I failed to mash one button. You know, sometimes I'm just not perfect.
Hey, that phone thing could be tricky.
But we got Tom B. back. You know, and one thing that I think is unconscionable from the press, even if they want to dog cuss Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis and all these folks on the Trump team, and they want to scream Cheeto Mussolini about Trump, they can do all that. They have every right to do that. But if the president of the United States legal team is making certain claims, or the president himself is making certain claims, you want to hear that. That's news. If Donald Trump came out and said, you know, I've been looking at some interesting websites online, some tweets, everybody's talking about it. I think the earth is flat.
Whoa.
People are like, disinformation. If the president of the United States says the earth is flat, you want to cover that. Did not mean to.
Yeah, well, they don't want to cover anything they don't want to cover anything good about the man, and we all know that for the last 4 years.
Correct.
But I think this Sidney Powell lady, if she was able to get General Flynn taken care of, and that's still not over, but I believe she's going to find enough evidence to say that this was a conspiracy. This was a group of people that got together and decided to do something, and she'll walk in there with enough proof to make their jaws hit the floor. That's my hopes on it.
Yes.
But anyway, I don't want to keep you all. I was going to say, you might want to think about buying you some plywood and some nails, just in case it does work out the way we hope, because these folks ain't going to be a bit happy when it's all finished and done with.
Yeah, isn't it lovely how politics brings everybody together?
Yeah. Well, anyway, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for having me on.
Happy Thanksgiving,
you too, Tom B.
272-9228. Folks, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios, and they can transfer those old videotapes, VHS, Betamax, little camcorder tapes, old film reels, 8mm, 16mm, old slides. They can get them all into the digital future, so it's easier to watch and access, easier to share with family and friends all around the country, if not the world. And this is a great idea for Christmas. Some folks are hard to buy for, so why not give them the gift of nostalgia? It's as simple as calling Dan Black Studios at 279-6036. Tell them, hey, here's what I'm trying to transfer, here's what I'm trying to preserve. And they can also do more than just these transfers. They can do video production, whether for a TV commercial or online branding video. Maybe it's a presentation to your church or your school. Or maybe it's a special occasion and you already have some raw video footage or old photos and you want to put it together in a great presentation for like a wedding anniversary, something like that, a big party. So check out Dan Black Studios today. You can go to danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces on Facebook. Or again, you can go and give them a call, 279-6036, 279-6036. 36. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team there at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon. What was the caller who no longer calls small claims? He's no longer with us, right?
That's my understanding.
No, he passed away 2 years ago.
It's a weird part of this job. You only meet people on air and wish him and his family well, may he rest in peace. But what did he used to say? News into views.
No, it's views into news.
Views into news.
And the crooked election.
Yeah. My goodness. So we'll see where this goes. Oh, look. We got another legacy caller here.
That's right.
Don't die on me, sir. Red Top.
Good Friday, guys.
Woo.
How you doing, Red Top?
I thought I'd give you some... since it's Friday, it's time for NASA news.
Okay.
Amazingly, Surveyor 2 in 1966 was launched to survey the moon. Mm-hmm. And a second stage rocket booster was jettisoned right as it approached the moon and shot off into outer space. So NASA, to show you how good these guys are, they track asteroids and all near-Earth objects. Come into view this year, something that they have thought was an asteroid and had an unusual orbit. I'll be damned if it ain't the second stage rocket of this Surveyor 2 coming back to the Earth. I do believe that's 50... How many years ago was that? 56 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, 54 years ago. It is the first object in space by humans that has actually come back. Now it's going to pass by us, going to hang around for about 3 months, and then it's going to go back out to orbit around the sun. But I found that totally fascinating. Also, NASA has announced they've really found a lot of water on the moon, up to 40,000 square kilometers on the surface collectively, which, by the way, Alabama is about 130,000 kilometers square, so that'd be about from Montgomery to the coast is as much area as there is water on the surface of the moon if you collect it. So that's a lot of water, guys.
And to add to what you're saying, I think you sent this to me, Eddie. Huntsville is in the running to be the headquarters for Space Command.
That's exactly right. I think it's one of six states. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. And this is all in connection with the Artemis Space Program, which is really, really cranking up, which is the moon landing in 2024. So I was very encouraged to see that. Thank goodness for Donald Trump to have allotted $4.3 billion for the complete mission, all six space transport vehicles for the astronaut, already paid for. God bless our president. Roll Tide, go Trump. You guys have a beautiful Friday. Thank you.
You too, Red Top.
Appreciate it. We got to hit a quick break here. David, hold your position. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
On a Friday morning. We'll be right back.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got Harry Lane. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon as the first hour continues here on a Friday morning. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. You like this song, right, Jack?
It's okay.
What's wrong with those?
Wait, I thought it was on a list of songs you sent me.
It is. It's Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
Or is it the Eurythmics?
That's the Eurythmics. With Annie Lennox is the lead singer. I thought it was going to make you happy playing a song off the list.
Well, it doesn't make me sad or mad. I like the song. I don't just love it.
All right. Fine.
I love it, Joe.
All right, let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, yesterday was interesting because Rudy Giuliani made the statement that he believed that this had to be a centralized, controlled effort, nationwide effort of this. I don't think it'd be any stretch of the imagination that the command and control center is about a few blocks down from the White House at a former president's residence.
Oh, yeah.
It would surprise me if Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and maybe even throw in Hillary Clinton are all three on this, controlling this from the top down.
Well, I don't think you're wrong there, Dave.
So, I just, you know, it's obviously not on just a state-by-state basis, local people in cities like Philadelphia and Detroit handling this. They're getting their marching orders from on high from somebody, and I think that those somebodies are probably those three individuals more likely than not.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of whispers that Barack Obama, I mean, he can't officially, but behind the scenes, he'll be helping out a lot with a Biden administration.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you have to remember that he's the first president I'm aware of, former president, to actually go out and campaign for another individual running for president against the sitting president. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, modern presidential history, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the reason I would not put it one bit past him.
Well, wait, wasn't Carter a little bitter, Jack?
No, I think Reagan campaigned for Bush after 8 years, after their 8 years together. Carter was bitter, probably.
a bitter Democrat? Say it isn't so.
Well, he's a pretty decent guy, but he knew the morning of the election, Patrick Cadell was his pollster, and he told him, Jimmy, it doesn't look like there's any way you're going to win this thing. So he knew all day of the election that he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
And Reagan beat the heck out of him.
Yeah. And whose fault was that but his own?
Yeah, really. You know,
I mean, that was Jimmy Carter. I mean, it was his full responsibility for getting the crap beat out of him by Reagan with his, you know, economic plans that he put on the United States.
Well, and every day on the news, it was like day 41 of the Iran hostage crisis. I mean, every day people were reminded of that fact. And
and it sure didn't help when they botched the rescue plan.
Correct.
Oh, I know. And then it's funny they were scared of Reagan because right after Reagan was sworn in, they released the hostages.
Oh, absolutely. I distinctly remember that. So, anyway, have a good weekend, guys.
You too, David. Thank you. 272-9228. Coming up, I want to, from the man himself, share what Lynn would have to say after being denied, after having his motion dismissed by an Atlanta judge named Stephen D. Grimberg. Lynn Wood is none too happy. Of course, he's a nation-renowned lawyer, nationally renowned lawyer, been very successful. You might know him as the lawyer who helped Nick Sandman win lots of money against CNN, but he's done more than that, in particular that Richard Jewell case.
Jewell,
goes
that's
back,
what I think of, yeah.
A long time ago. He's an Atlanta resident, and his injunctive relief appeal his motion to delay certification did not pass, and he has a strategy going forward, though. He's not shutting up by any means. I want to share some of what he is putting out there, but we'll see. The clock is ticking. And each day, new news is brought forth, and I'm still waiting to see the Kraken fully unleashed. We've seen sketches of the Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard many a tale, but I'd like to see the real thing. At least, you know, drop a tentacle or suction cup on the desk or something.
Whenever you say McCracken, all I can think of is Butts McCracken.
Butts McCracken?
You never heard of Butts McCracken?
No.
Real famous author.
Real famous author? Mm. What type of genre?
Kind of fiction.
Fiction?
Yeah.
What, like, you know, real heavy genre, like true crime, detective novels, fantasy, sci-fi?
More fantasy.
Oh.
Yeah, Butts McCracken.
Does sound like fantasy. We'll be right back. Everybody is looking for something.
Sweet dreams are made. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook, Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Pepperdine shops. We're open to 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. That looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
Fresh, that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling fresh. I got new kicks today.
Fresh and lovely.
Mm-hmm. Got some new Adidas, Jack, so it's, you know, I'm a
be rocking right now.
Right now, you should be rocking.
Thomas bragging on you.
Who was bragging on me?
Rich Thomas.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, and you want me to play my Adidas? Then?
Yes. If you're going to brag about Adidas, then you need to be playing Run DMC's My Adidas. Now, I really appreciate She's Fresh by Kool and the Gang, one of my favorite all-time bands.
Yeah.
But you're talking about Adidas, baby.
Do you know, Jack, that one of Eddie's favorite songs is Ladies' Night? And there's a story behind it, but we can't share it now.
Also, It's Raining Men, one of my favorite songs.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're a
pop nerd.
You know, as Sydney Powell continues to claim she's going to summon the Leviathan Demon of the Deep.
But the Kraken?
Yeah, the Kraken. I'm almost thinking like you're the Goliath that was foretold in the book of Job. You're just in your minor form right now.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Just keep eating those donuts, and then all of a sudden, it's going to be unleashed.
Know, I haven't had a donut for two dang days.
Well, good for you. Good for
I'm
you.
I'm a little bit ill over it. Yeah.
Well, here, as promised, I want to share. This is Attorney Lynn Wood out of Atlanta, Georgia. He tweeted this yesterday. A motion to delay certification of Georgia vote based on a flawed recount was denied this evening by Atlanta Judge Stephen D. Grimberg. The oral ruling was unclear, but he may have overreached to dismiss my claim that election was unlawful due to Georgia Secretary of State consent agreement. The recount issue was separate from unlawful election issue. Sounded like court thinks a Georgia voter has no standing to challenge unlawful federal election. Lawyer for Secretary of State suggested only state attorney general could do so. What? Attorney General represents the Georgia Secretary of State. Makes no sense. Bit of a conflict, don't you think? Georgia voters have rights, writes Lynn Wood. It is our right to vote. We, the people, must have legal right to challenge backroom deals cut by state officials. They will not sue each other. The appeal will be filed to 11th Circuit. I did not do this for Georgia voters because it was easy. Stay tuned. Thus spake Attorney Lynn Wood. I mean, that's interesting, and we'll see if the 11th Circuit takes it up. And Lynn Wood this morning, about 2 hours ago, kept going. Good morning. Does it bother you that Democratic Party in Georgia had standing to sue over election law that resulted in Georgia Secretary of State consent agreement, but individual voter does not have standing to challenge agreement? Or is it just me? Something is not right in Georgia. Fight back. So these sort of lawsuits. Now, again, Lynn Wood is not part of the official Trump legal team. He's doing this on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He's a private citizen bringing this forth. You also have the Trump legal cases. And again, it seems like the strategy is to stop certification. Trump is meeting with Michigan lawmakers, state legislators from the state of Michigan, probably about this. But the Trump legal team has to get into the evidentiary part of a trial, and they can start, you know, releasing the Kraken.
Mm-hmm. Or
the, what's that word?
Butch McCracken.
No, that's not it. It's not it.
It's Kraken.
Well, you know, Bill Pryor is the presiding judge of the 11th Circuit in Atlanta.
Hmm.
And, you know, he's a staunch conservative.
Tis true. Tis
and,
true.
You know, I'm not, I mean, we don't know what they're going to do, but he's a real fair guy.
Well, I mean, just the little bit I know about the law, I'm not a lawyer, never pretended to be one. But the idea that a voter doesn't have standing to allege fraud in an election, given that it's your vote that you're looking to uphold the integrity of, that just seems a bit rich, especially when you have precedent that the Democrats sued and were able to get this consent agreement with the Georgia Secretary of State. So we'll see what the 11th Circuit does with that. And there are a lot of different cases all around the country, folks. Keep your eyes open this weekend. I'm sure something will go down as we enter into Thanksgiving week. Before we hit a break, let's go to Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
How's it going?
All right. Look, guys, I watched the thing yesterday with Giuliano and everything, and I don't know if it's just me, just my opinion, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see those people out there fly off the handles and everything sometimes and say something. But anyway, what I was getting with that, when he was saying, you know, he was talking at the president, he said, yeah, well, where is the FBI? Where is the, where are they all of them? Well, guys, usually the FBI is always there. Even though there's been some bad stuff out there, there's still, we still have an organization of the Federal Bureau of Investigators that's running. And why ain't they around talking? Well, sometimes they don't talk when they got investigations going. So maybe that might be it. So just that's another possibility. I took it like Giuliani was telling us, telling everybody, yeah, where are they?
Well, and he got all dramatic, right? He started looking under the podium and behind his fellow lawyers. Yeah, he got into it.
Well, that sends a message up the hill to Democrats also. Sends a little message up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to read these things in the right way. You know, it's a tense time and everything. But guys, I still believe they've been looking at this for a long time. I mean, they may be just going to finish the investigation up and just let it run all the way up to the date and then get as much data, information they can get, a protocol to store about all this. And then either make their move or they don't have nothing to move with one another. But we will see.
Indeed. Well, Rodney, I appreciate the call. Hope you have a good weekend, man.
All right, guys. Y'all keep it up. Keep it up.
Rodney, take care, brother.
272-9228, 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you're looking to get those old analog memories brought into the digital future, old videotapes, film reels, slides, transferred to a DVD or digital file, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. Call them at 279-6036, 279-6036. You can go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on Facebook. Be sure to give their Facebook page a like. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. And there's a new poll from Rasmussen. You can take polls for what they're worth because they were so wrong during the election. But this is a fascinating headline from this poll. More on that when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
You must try to ignore that and be more than that. Oh, what's love?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. We got Eddie in the house, man, on the phone. Again, 272-9228 if you want to join us. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Go online today to see what they currently have in stock. You can even make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. They have an incredible selection of fine antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces, whether to treat yourself or surprise that significant other. Or maybe it's an anniversary and you want to, you know, get that ring updated.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
You
know what I mean? And also, when you buy online or in person, when you say the promo code Joey, just saying, you know, Greg used to call me for a year. Joey? Yeah, you just say Joey or type in Joey online, you get 10% off. 10% off at Heirloom Jewelers. And you can also call them to make an appointment, 260-0066, 260-0066, of course, to buy, but also to sell. If you have any old antique jewelry pieces that you're looking to part with for the right price, Troop Booth has that right price, I guarantee you. Just bring in your items, bring in your inventory, he'll give you an appraisal, and if you agree the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. Starting next week, they will allow walk-ins on December 3rd. It'll be an all-day open house, but appointments are still preferred. So again, go online to heirloomjewelers.com or give them a call at 260-0066 and be sure to use that promo code Joey for 10% off. So there's an interesting poll here, Jack, from Rasmussen.
You and your polls.
What do you think of Rasmussen?
You know, I used to kind of like him, in times, years ago, I really liked him. But he got some of it wrong, too. But I think he tries to be fair, at least.
But here's the deal. Joe Biden's got an issue. The idea of the election being stolen, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously many Republicans believe it. You know, the press, the corporate press, and all sorts of official Democrats can browbeat their family member and friends and say, you're bad, bad, bad people. We need to reprogram you. They can do that all they like. I think it just makes people dig their heels in. But 75% of Republicans, according to Rasmussen, believe it is very likely to somewhat likely, 61% think it's very likely, 14% think somewhat likely that the election was stolen from Trump. But according to the poll, while 69% of Democrats say it is not at all likely or not very likely that it was stolen, 30% of Democrats believe it is very likely to somewhat likely that this election was stolen from Trump. 30% of Democrats.
Third.
Wow.
That's unreal.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, is that nationwide type Democrats, or is that
one
particular?
Yeah, that's a nationwide poll by Rasmussen. And, you know, polls, take them for what they're worth. It could be wrong. They were wrong during the election, you know? But I'm just, you know, reporting this, and that's an incredible figure. And, you know, I wonder if you dig down into those Democrats. So you think it was stolen. Oh, yeah. You think that's wrong? No. The orange man was bad.
Baby.
Yeah, this is what we do. These people, the ruling class and the elite, they rule by force and fraud. I mean, right. this is just historical.
Yeah, it's the norm.
And what did you think? Because, you know, we've had long conversations off air, Jack, about the dirty pool that is politics, especially some of the dirty pool around elections, and there's a pretty robust history if you look all over this nation, especially at local places where machines have controlled elections, controlled votes. There's an incredible story called the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. Some of the locals still call it the Battle of Ballots and Bullets, where some former World War II GIs rose up against this really corrupt, violent machine that was controlling their area in Athens, Tennessee. They literally had a shooting fight, and I think actually won. They got their point. The only one, I think, successful since, you know, like the Civil War, Revolutionary War. I don't recommend it, but it's an amazing story of, you know, World War II vets not wanting to take it anymore. But this is robust, and Giuliani was essentially laying that out at the press conference as well yesterday, that a lot of these locations they're looking at have a history of fraud. And machines.
Yeah. Listen, I lived through it in Alabama, and believe me, they know how to do it. They know how to do it.
They being...
And I mean, I'm not just blowing smoke. I mean, the absentee ballot is one thing, but I mean, I know a race that, the people are still alive, so I don't really want to say, but there was an election back in 1998, I believe it was, a local election for a judgeship, and the person I was helping won all these precincts against an incumbent, and I mean, it was a close election, don't get me wrong. But at Alabama State,